Rusty Quill presents.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Is not quite dead. Episode 22, La Petite Fille.
Alfie, mon ami, are you awake?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was wondering, I brought you your little machine?
My laptop.
Oui, I thought that maybe you would like to record something.
No.
It has been a week, mon ami.
So?
You cannot just lie here, Alfie. You need to get out of the house. You need to...
No.
You did not mean to kill him.
So?
He was attacking you.
That doesn't matter.
D'accord. You are a mindless predator. It cannot be helped. You are irredeemable and therefore deserve a slow and painful death, such as you would not dream of inflicting upon anyone.
Has anyone ever told you you're extremely annoying?
Would you believe me if I said no?
Go away, Nash.
No, I am not quite ready to give up on you yet.
Why not? I can't control myself. You're right, I'm an animal.
We are all animals, Alfie. You, me, everything that is alive.
What's the point?
Oh la la. The meaning of life. This is the thing that will get you talking? Really? Are you serious? Sacre bleu. Quoi que, if it will mean you will spend more than 2 minutes with your eyes open.
They're open now, aren't they?
My mind, mon frère, you want to be careful. You are almost giving the impression that you have a will to live.
Pop off.
Oh, but you are being such delightful company.
Nash?
Quoi?
Future le camp.
Aha. It seems you have been paying attention. Perhaps I will have to stop swearing in front of the baby.
Would you just leave me alone, please?
Very well. But I have found this letter. It was in the pocket of the man whose neck I broke. It is in English. I can read it fine, of course. I am fluent in many languages, but I worry there is nuance I am lacking because of the medical jargon.
Sure you got the gist?
Eh? What is that supposed to mean?
Oh, never mind. All right, let me... Nash, do you know what this is?
Paperwork of some description, oui?
No, it... This. Subject 71, male, aged approximately 37. Blood type AB positive. Blood alcohol at 0.4. Oh, he was swimming. Minor head injury, lacerations. Treated with 90cc VB intravenously in a saline suspension over 2 hours. VB. 73, she's 26, type O neg, 0.15, trauma consistent with moderate automobile accident, no consciousness, dilating pupils, treated with 120cc VB via injection to femoral artery, consciousness regained within 20 minutes. VB, it's vampire blood. Nej, do you know what this means?
Do you enlighten me?
I... Fuck. You did this on purpose.
What?
Were these even on the fucking guy, or did you write them yourself?
Why would I do that?
Because you knew it would... Never mind. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to anyone. Please go away.
Would you look at subject 105, please?
No.
Alfie, it is important.
You told me not to think about the science behind it, so I'm not.
You are just burying your head in the sand, like a flamingo.
Ostrich.
Vubinis.
Sure. Would you just let me sleep?
You are not sleeping. You have not slept for days. I can tell by your breathing.
That's so fucking creepy. Do you know that?
I cannot help but notice what I notice.
Don't have to say it out loud, though.
You don't have to breathe.
Maybe I won't.
Alfie.
Just go away, please.
Read the case notes for subject 105 and I will go.
Fine, fine, fine. Subject 105, male, age unknown. Deceased, type 2. What?
Keep reading.
Okay. Weight, 194 pounds. Height, 5'11". Eyes responsive to dilation test. Biopsies taken at admission of lung and brain tissue. All show cell death and preservation of typical S. sibiricus. Never heard of that, but... Death and preservation. This is a vampire, isn't it?
Keep reading.
Okay, so day one, subject 105, disarmed, removal of teeth and fingers, metal plates affixed on jaw to prevent regrowth. Jaw wired shut. Subject continued to resist and showed signs of distress typical of other S. sibiricus victims, displaying symptoms of deceased type 2. Put through typical S. sibiricus victim stress test. Administered 15,000 milligrams of morphine. Fuck me, that'd kill a horse. No effect. Submersion in water for 120 minutes, no effect. Perforation of brain chamber, limited effect. Subject showed signs of brain injury. Removal of frontal lobe produced effect of severe brain injury as consistent with that in humans. Yeah, fucking hell, no shit. I bet it did. You took out half his fucking brain. Remaining brain pan removed. Injections of 100cc human blood type O negative at the site triggered localized regrowth of brain tissue and some bone regrowth. Subject began showing signs of extreme distress, breaking bones and restraints, causing typical type 2 distress escalation. Frontal lobe re-excised, permanent restraints applied. Patient given 12cc VB through central venous catheter, causing minor distress de-escalation. Day 2. Subject in late stage distress escalation. On assessment, subject determined suitable for hemopheresis program and moved to Ward 6 to commence. Do you understand? Do you understand what they did to him? He was a person. He was a person.
Keep going.
Nej, I...
You need to see. Keep reading.
Day 3. Subject shows promising response to hemopheresis stage 1. Becoming non-responsive to stimuli following exsanguination and salination, but persistent pupil dilation on examination. Day 4. Hemopheresis stage 2, removal of cardiac muscle to be replaced with external pump for stage 2 successful. Day 5. Hemopheresis stage 3 failed. Subject displayed symptoms of seizure which persisted following excision of brain matter. Tissue unresponsive to localized VB and ONEG stimulation. Following final excision, pupils no longer dilating, remaining brain tissue unresponsive to localized VB injection. Brain stem manually severed. Subject sent for full disassembly and organ study. Jesus fucking Christ. Nash, he was a person. He could think and feel. Whether or not he's human, it doesn't matter. Maybe he's not alive in a way they understood, but he was fucking living. You piece of shit. How could anyone do this?
You think that you are the monster. Look at this and tell me that is so.
Nash, don't...
Don't point out the obvious.
Just because he was involved in this fucking atrocity doesn't mean that it was okay that I killed him. This vampire might have killed 100 people. It doesn't matter. Nobody deserves that kind of fucking torture. And the way it's written, the language of it. So clinical, so cold, as if they're treating him. Co-opting the language of care to describe an absolute fucking abomination.
You're not a monster, Alfie.
No, and nor are they. That makes it so much worse. Do you get that? If they were fucking senseless, mindless animal, if they were acting on instinct... Firstly, there is no instinct that compels anyone into coolly and calmly cutting off the back of someone's skull and slicing out part of their brain whilst they're not only alive, but fully conscious under your hands. Alive, conscious, unwilling. No animal instinct drives anyone to that.
Then what are they?
Fucking evil. That's what they are.
They are frightened of us. This is their response. They want to find a way to solve it, to rid the world of us. We resist their understanding. We complicate our views of life, of the limits of humanity. They are inflexible in their definitions, so their only solution becomes one in which we are gone. We are a problem and an aberration to them.
Why did you make me read this? I don't understand.
You are not one of them anymore. You cannot pretend to be. Sometimes you must perform as though you are the same as they are, but you are not. You are different, and you always will be. They will never forget it, and it is dangerous for you to do so.
You wanted to make me scared?
No. I wanted to make you understand.
Understand what?
In the myths and the stories, we are creatures of the night that linger on the fringes of society. And it is not because we are more vulnerable to UV rays or because we can hunt better in the dark. It is because of this. Because as long as there have been vampires, there have been people so afraid of us that they want to take us to pieces. So afraid that their fear begins to look like envy. A fear that transforms us from what we are, from thinking, feeling, living things just as they are, into monsters who feel no pain. They torture us because they long for this imagined victory over human faculties that they perceive us to have. They fear us because they believe that we have what they crave to have and would use it against them. But the truth is that we are not mythological, godlike beasts, but creatures of the earth. Don't believe them when they tell you that you are a monster or a god or both. You are none of these things. You are an animal, just as they are an animal. It just so happens that you have become a different one than you were before.
Nash, I...
Stop. Stop it. I'm trying to help.
How the fuck is this helping? I'm terrified. I don't know why. I don't know what I... I'm so lost and afraid. And I can't figure out how to be... this. I could barely figure myself out before and now this... Now I... There are new rules and I don't know any of them. I'm frightened. I'm hungry. I feel so alone.
You are not alone.
Aren't I?
I'm here with you.
Physically, yeah, but you're like a million years old. You don't see yourself. You don't hear yourself.
I'm trying my best.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's shit. Like, how the fuck is this supposed to help me? How the hell is reading this and you saying all that stuff about how afraid of us the humans are supposed to help?
You are speaking now, aren't you? Sitting up in bed.
Fuck off.
You called them humans. You called you and I us.
Fuck you.
I want to beam the experiences I have into your head. I want to tell you how okay it is going to be, but you don't believe me. You can't believe me. I understand. I've forgotten what it is to be new, but I have always felt out of my depth. Every moment. And this is a guess, for as you know, I have no memory of my human life, but... I'm guessing that humans feel this way too. We are all just making it up as we go. It doesn't get any easier, you just get used to it. But you do get used to it. D'accord?
I'm so tired.
Oh, mon coeur.
I feel like I've forgotten how to sleep. I feel like my bones are made of lead. Every time I close my eyes, all I think about is blood. And there are these knots inside me, Nej. And fuck, Casper. If these people have him, what if they... Nej.
I know.
We have to do something. We have to go to find him, to get him. We have to go right now.
No.
Why?
They will still open our skulls and cut our brains out piece by piece until there is nothing of us left. I've lived 10,000 years. I do not want to die, and certainly not like that.
You don't want to die?
Do you ever listen back to your recordings?
Not really. Why?
Zut alors. Okay. Well, I suppose that explains some things.
It explains what?
Nothing. Never mind.
Nej!
We will find Casper. But if we go now, we will be fucking tortured. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Bien. Very good.
Nej,
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
We should talk about, you know...
Your reckless behaviour?
Yeah, that.
You should not have given me so much of your blood. We were both hurting for it. I was so at out to drain that dead man. If I were less experienced...
But you're not. And I wasn't talking about that.
Then what are you talking about?
Nej, don't be dense.
Denser than what?
Nej.
I cannot be denser than myself, Monhala. That makes no sense.
You don't want to talk about it, do you?
There is nothing to say.
I'm sorry.
No, nothing. It is done.
Okay.
Will you sleep if I leave you?
No.
Will you sleep if I stay?
Maybe.
Then I will stay.
Thank you.
It is nothing.
It isn't.
Oui, mon galère. Whatever you say.
Thanks. Subject 105. How many people do you think they've taken?
I don't know. Of the notes he had on his person, 3 were vampires, 8 were not. Why these 11 files specifically, I do not know.
Maybe they were his rounds?
Rounds? Le Manche? What is this?
You know, a bunch of patients any particular doctor is responsible for. Yeah, see, Dr. Vimes under Dr. Bonham, Dr. Vimes under Dr. Bonham, Dr. Vimes under Dr. Bonham. I wonder... Nothing on Dr. Vimes is coming up. Let's see about Dr. Bonham. Huh. Looks like he's actually former Dr. Bonham. He had his license revoked in 1997 for injecting patients with his own blood.
1997? This was not that long ago.
Depends on your perspective. To you, no. To me, I was 7. A little kid.
I see. Did it work?
Well, the blood? No, of course it didn't work.
You know this already?
I mean, logically, it's not going to work, is it? You can't just...
Quoi? Inject a patient with blood and think it will cure them?
Fuck. Right, listen to this. His patients remain grateful to him. I don't care what the court says. Dr. Bonham saved my life, says Evangeline Price, 27. Evangeline was just 11 years old when Dr. Bonham treated her with his so-called hemoprosthesis. She'd recently been diagnosed with APL, a rare form of leukemia which is resistant to many of the usual therapies offered to cancer patients. It seemed pretty certain I was going to die. By the time I was 9, I'd been sick for 8 years and had exhausted every treatment route. Years of chemotherapy had irreversibly damaged my liver. My doctors warned that were my cancer to relapse, there would be no further treatment options for me. Even if it didn't, it was likely that my liver disease would progress to liver failure and I would not be considered an eligible candidate for transplant, even from a volunteer donor. Evangeline's cancer would come back just 2 days before her 11th birthday, making its presence known with a catastrophic nosebleed that almost caused her to hemorrhage to death. My mum and dad found Dr. Bonham through a friend of theirs, whose sister had apparently received treatment from him, which had cured her brain cancer. They wrote to him, and then they just explained how they got in touch with him, and it wasn't that interesting. And they talk about how sad it is that she had got cancer. She goes into treatment, she's cured. Cured. It wasn't painful, though I do remember I became very unwell every few days during the treatment, she says. And then, get this, both of her parents disappear. Gone. And when they struck Dr. Bonham's license, guess when it turns out it was given to him?
I could not possibly.
1922.
And that was 70 years before. He is an old man?
No, look, that is not a man in his 90s, which he'd have to be at least if he was a doctor in 1922. He doesn't even look like he's in his 50s. He's barely older than me.
He could just be a liar.
Or he's a vampire.
Tandy Mert. This is the one that Casper was hunting.
What?
He must have told you. He was looking for someone, a vampire, he believed was experimenting on humans with the blood.
No, he didn't tell me that.
Oh.
He didn't really tell me much of anything.
He was a complicated man, mon ami. Do not think much of it. He was probably trying to keep you safe.
Right, sure.
What?
It's just what you said about the others.
It was not like it was with you with them. It was different.
How do you know that?
You are alive.
What if that's an accident, Nash? What if he left me for dead?
He didn't. Is that what you have been thinking about lying here? About Casper leaving you for dead?
Not just that.
Look at me, Monchala. Look at me.
What?
Casper loved you. He loved you.
You don't...
Yes, I do. I've seen the bite marks all over you. You're forgetting those first days I bathed you so you didn't have to lie there on your own filth. I've seen the marks all over you. He bit you dozens, maybe hundreds of times. He had 1,000 chances to drink you dry and he didn't. You know the agony it is to be close to human beings now. Casper was older than you, but not so old as it would not have burned him to be in such proximity. He bled himself to the point of near frenzy to leave you with blood, so he would be kept alive while he was gone. He let himself succumb to the drive and take human lives for the first time in decades, just to make sure that you would live. That means something.
He killed people to save me. How do you know that?
I told you I followed his scent all over the city. It led me to the bodies.
How many?
Alfie.
How many did he kill?
Putain de bordel de merde. Is there nothing I can say that will not cause you to prostrate yourself?
How many of their lives did he think mine was worth?
Tell me, honestly, that you would not have done the same. You cannot. You would have killed 5, 10 men if you thought it would save him.
Shut up.
Get him hurt. Every life is meaningful, but we value the ones of those we love over everyone else, even ourselves. You know this. Arrête.
Why do you just... What? You dropped this shit on me. How am I supposed...
Do you want me to go?
No.
What do you want?
To die.
No, you don't.
I do.
Lay down, Alfie. I will stay with you. Let you sleep.
Okay.
Oui. D'accord. I will stay.
Thank you.
Of course.
Quite Dead is written, performed and edited by Ayra Major under a Creative Commons 4.0 attribution license. Support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/HangingSlothStudios. Live. Laugh. Bite.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for ways to win.
We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.